face it, we all hate Monday, so what better day to rant than this?
My peeps are going to be rioting in the streets.
Here is John Pollock on Fight Network Radio.
Last week, mixed martial arts made its way onto the O'Reilly Factor with everyone's favorite lunatic, Bill O'Reilly.
They're going to bring in this brutal thing, and it is brutal. And people got to understand this, that you got a primetime show where you're going to have two guys get into a ring and kick and gouge and punch and make each other bleed. And this is now going to be available on broadcast in primetime.
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome the Fight Network Radio. Give a big hand for the one and only Bill O'Reilly.
No!
Bill, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Off the chart nuts.
I'm kind of shocked you agreed to appear on Fight Network Radio, Bill. You've said some pretty horrible things about some of our listeners, such as Adam from New York and Brandon from Brooklyn.
I mean, you got stone slackers watching your dopey show every night. Your target audience is younger, left-leaning, so you have to play to the choir sometimes.
Bill, you have no proof to back up that statement.
Come on, you do the research. You know the research on your program. 87% are intoxicated when they watch.
Wow, what an asshole. Moving on. Last week, mixed martial arts came under fire, Bill, on your show. I know you've never watched an MMA event, so I'll go to my next question. We've got UFC 83 coming up this weekend in Montreal. Clearly, the UFC is feeling the wrath of your criticism, and the UFC is running to Canada and the UK for events.
Number one, you enter this country illegally. You have no right to be here. No right. That's the truth.
But what about fighters such as George St. Pierre, unable to fight in the U.S. because of people like you who don't understand the sport?
He doesn't have a right to be in this country. He should have been deported.
Bill, are you out of your mind? The UFC has had one fatality in North American history. There are commissions, weight classes, rules, and a safety record a mile long.
You want anarchy?
No, Bill. I want the UFC to be able to present shows in all the U.S. states without prejudice from people like you.
Open border anarchy.
Bill, we've come a long way from the dark days of mixed martial arts when John McCain nearly got the sport shut down.
And he's a patriot, so don't denigrate his service or I'll boot you right off the set.
Hey, Bill, just because you wouldn't let your son do mixed martial arts doesn't mean that other athletes have to find other outlets. Listen, Bill, you call this sport brutal. It's not ballet. It's a combat sport. Injuries will occur. What do you want, ballroom dancing?
Hundreds of thousands of brave military people are risking their lives so you can do the mambo without fear of some terrorist blowing you the hell up.
Just do your research next time you decide to piss on an entire industry.
I hope your mom isn't watching.
No, she's not. She's watching Ultimate Fighter right now.
Shut up.
Idiot.
Cut his mic. I'm not going to dress you down anymore.
Tell him, Moro.
Get the fuck out, you bitch.